right, what's up, Eagles fans? It's Louis DiBiase joining you, as always, on the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Once again, this is Louis DiBiase joining you in studio on this late night edition of the podcast, Wednesday, June 19th. This is a fun one, guys. This is something that we kind of did last year. So during the slow time of the year, this is when I like to get creative, play some games on the podcast, get into some crazy hypotheticals, some different scenarios, some what ifs. I live for that kind of stuff. It's kind of why I like the offseason almost as much as the regular season. I mean, of course, I love watching Eagles football more than anything on this planet, but at the same time, these are the kind of podcasts that I live for, and you guys have been a big part of what this show is going to be today. If you follow me on Twitter, at DiBiaseLOE, if you follow the show, at LockedOnBirds, or Gino, at Gino_LOE, you will see that pretty much all day we've been talking about this game that we created, and of course the concept we didn't really create, but we kind of made an Eagles edition of the game, build a squad with $15. You've seen this in the NBA, kind of on NBA Twitter. Pick, you know, five guys with $15, pick a starting offense, and that's what we're getting into today on the podcast. We're building an all-time Eagles offense with $15. So I said, once again, we kind of did something similar last year where we built an all-time Eagles roster, but the difference, the caveat this year, is that now you only have $15 to work with, and you have one quarterback to select of a possible list of five guys. You can pick one running back, you can pick two wide receivers, and a tight end. So if you want to see the graphic, I'm not a great Photoshop guy, but I'm going to say it. I used Google Pictures, Google Drawing online, and I think it turned out pretty good. So make sure you check it out and participate at Lockdown Birds and at DiBiaseLOE. Because so what we're going to do here, I'm going to select my all Eagles offense. Second segment, we'll go with Gino. And then in the third segment, you guys have done a great job of getting back to me by sending in your squads. And with the new TeePublic Lockdown Eagles store coming out this week and our new DeSean Jackson 2.0 merchandise, this is our first ever Lockdown Eagles giveaway. The all-time squad that we put up on the polls on Twitter, we're going to let you guys decide. We're going to nominate three rosters that you, the fans, chose and sent in to us. We're going to then put that into a poll, and winner of the best all-time Eagles offense will get a free DeSean Jackson 2.0 laptop sticker. It's also a sticker you can put on your car. It's a DeSean Jackson 2.0 decal, so you can celebrate DeSean coming back to Philadelphia in style in 2019. So make sure you stay tuned in the third segment to hear if your name got called. And then again, make sure you're following us on Twitter. Not only, of course, you should be subscribed to the show so you can hear all these shows 4 to 5 days a week, but this is the kind of stuff we do here on the network that I think really makes this a fun experience for us, not only, but I think for you guys as well, this interaction. We love having you guys be a part of the show. So in the third segment, we're going to nominate three teams that you, the fans, sent in to our Twitter account. So once again, really appreciate you guys. I had a lot of fun doing this today. I worked the overnight at a radio station up in Buffalo, New York. So this is pretty much what I spent my shift doing last week. All right, so I want to get into my team. And this process was interesting. I thought, with the values, that's really what I spent the most time on. Because once again, I didn't go crazy creative with the graphic itself. But, you know, Carson Wentz, Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, Nick Foles, Michael Vick. These were the options I had at quarterback. And I'm like, man, I mean, McNabb is probably seen as the best Eagles quarterback in history. But is he the dude? I mean, is anybody going to pay $5 for Donovan McNabb? Based on how I did this, I would say, based on my thought process, I did it based on when these guys were at their peak in Philadelphia. That's how valuable they were, based on the field, their talent, of course, what they did as well. But for me, like I made Nick Foles $2 because, yes, he did win the Eagles the Super Bowl, and he has had the greatest accomplishments in Eagles history of any quarterback. What he did in just a couple years weighs more to me than what any other quarterback in Eagles history did. But at the same time, you know, he had some lows here as well. So, I mean, are you going to spend, would you rather have just on paper, and that's really what this game's all about on paper, not saying what other weapons you have yet. I mean, that's your job to do this. I mean, you could build around Nick Foles with Harold Carmichael or DeSean Jackson or Alshon Jeffrey or Nelson Aguilar, Terrell Owens, you name it. But just on paper, not telling you who the coach is. I mean, it could be Chip Kelly. It could be Doug Peterson. It could be Buddy Ryan. It could be anybody. Again, it's kind of up for you to decide. But with Foles, I placed him at a $2 value. And I went, this is how I did it dollar-wise. Carson Wentz, $5. Randall Cunningham, $4. Donovan McNabb, $3. Nick Foles, $2. And then Michael Vick, $1. I know he was electric. Trust me, that 2010 season is one of the most fun seasons I've ever experienced with the Eagles. But at the same time, I mean, 2011, 2012, 2013, I think Michael Vick is the guy that is the biggest bargain. And just, I think, the lowest value of these quarterbacks. So who I selected here, I went back and forth because Randall Cunningham won an MVP award in the NFL. He was, and you're going to hear Geno say it the next segment, he was ahead of his time, 100%. He was ahead of his time. I've still yet to see a guy like him, right? There is, of course, big, athletic, strong-armed quarterbacks like him, the likes of Cam Newton. I think Carson Wentz is very similar. Patrick Mahomes, Andrew Luck, those kind of players are similar to Randall Cunningham, but how tall he was first off in the bend. I mean, he was so just athletic and bendy, impossible to take down. I mean, you saw that famous play against the Giants where he gets hit down. He stays up with one hand, basically gets back up and throws a touchdown. And he had so much potential. He never really put it together in Philadelphia, and a lot of that had to do with Buddy Ryan just being a extremely overrated head coach that totally neglected the offensive side of the ball. So Cunningham probably has the best raw abilities of any of these guys, and Michael Vick himself was one of the most explosive quarterbacks in NFL history, and in 2010 he really did put it all together. The difference why I chose Carson Wentz here even at a $5 value was because he basically is what Vick and Cunningham were supposed to be, right? Wentz basically, you know, Cunningham put it together in Minnesota. Vic put it together finally in 2010 with the Eagles, but they were both kind of at the ends of their career. Carson Wentz, he has that escapability that, I mean, he of course isn't nearly as fast as Vic or Cunningham, but he has that same, you can't take me down, I'm going to extend this play and find a way to get down the field either with his arm or with his legs, but at the same time, he's on another level. He has put everything together that Vic and Cunningham never really did until the end, and Wentz is only going into year 4. But then he is at an advanced level. Like, this is a dude that he has that same escapability where he's climbing the pocket, he's making defensive tackles miss, and then he's looking off a linebacker in the middle of the field, drawing him right, and then throwing a crosser with Zach Ertz, hitting him in stride on the left side. He did that specifically against the Titans a few times. I mean, that's the level that Carson Wentz is at here, and I feel like I still have $10. I can build around Carson Wentz, but I went back and forth because Vic's only a dollar. I feel like I could build a lot around him and his explosive abilities. Same with Randall Cunningham at $4, but Wentz is right above those two because he put it together immediately. I mean, that's why the Eagles traded up. That's why he was a second overall pick. So I went with Carson Wentz as my quarterback. My running back here, some of the options were LeSean McCoy at $5, Brian Westbrook at $4, Ricky Waters at $3, Wilbert Montgomery at $2, and Deuce Staley at $1. I was really torn once again on this. There was a lot of interesting running backs here to choose from for the Eagles. And no, I didn't put DeMarco Murray in here. I apologize in advance. I went with Ricky Waters. Ricky Waters, let me tell you, I mean, looking at his stats first off in Philadelphia from 95 to 97, 1,273 yards and 11 touchdowns. Receptions, 62 receptions for 434 yards. The next year, 1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns. Receptions, 51, 444 yards. Almost nearly 2,000 yards from scrimmage. His final year in Philadelphia, 97, which was the year I was born. 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns. 48 receptions, 440 yards once again. I mean, this guy, and he was 6'1", 217 pounds. I just, you know, my listeners on the podcast know how much I love Josh Jacobs this year and players like David Johnson. That's the kind of guy that Ricky Waters was. I mean, even you look at his days in San Francisco, 66 catches in 1994, the year that they won the Super Bowl. In Seattle in 2000, he had 63 catches. He had seven straight years where he had 40-plus receptions. And before that, he had 31 in 93. And then his rookie year, he had 43 receptions. So, I mean, he had a year where he had five receiving touchdowns and 719 yards. His cut ability was incredible. He was big. He was super hard to take down. For $3, I think Ricky Waters is your best value. I know he was only with Philadelphia for 3 years, but man, he made a significant impact when he was with the Eagles. It's just unfortunate that those last couple years, the Eagles were kind of on the tail end. They were really starting that rebuild before they eventually started the McNabb and Andy Reid era. So my backfield of Carson Wentz and Ricky Waters, really, really like that combo. Brian Westbrook was right there. He also had that really good receiving ability. Of course, LeSean McCoy, the all-time leading rusher in Philadelphia Eagles history. I could go with the value of a Montgomery or a Deuce Staley, but I think Ricky Waters there at $3, good value. I think underratedly he was, I mean, probably just because people really don't know, unless you grew up watching him, especially for the younger Eagles fans out there that listen to the podcast, Ricky Waters was just as dangerous of a receiving threat. And I went back and watched a lot of his highlights from the Philadelphia days. And I mean, Westbrook was one of the most explosive running backs I've seen on the ground and through the air. But Ricky Waters was no slouch in that area as well. So I went with Wentz and Ricky Waters as my quarterback wide or running back duo here. Wide receivers, so I spent $8 so far. I still have $7 to go. With Wentz, I wanted to get him a complete receiver and then somebody that can make a down-the-field impact. And I kind of went back and forth. So Alshon, Carmichael, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, those are the guys I went back and forth with. The price values were Harold Carmichael at $5, Terrell Owens also at $5, DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey at $4 apiece, then Mike Quick and Tommy McDonald at $3. I wasn't really interested in either one of those guys. At $2, these were the good value players for me. Jeremy Maclin and Nelson Aguilar. And then coming back here at $1 apiece, Fred Barnett and Jordan Matthews. So, yeah, sorry, no room for Jason Avant. There's my second terrible cheesy Eagles joke for the podcast. I went with Alshon Jeffrey at $4 instead of DeSean Jackson, and I went with Jeremy Maclin at $2 over Nelson Aguilar. So I have Alshon Jeffrey, one of the most clutch wide receivers I have seen, a player with an extremely impressive catch radius, just go up and get a one-on-one, just basketball-like play. I mean, that's your man. Once again, that touchdown in the Super Bowl over Eric Rowe was one of the most incredible plays I've ever seen made, or that Houston game, Week 16, where in pretty much in double to triple coverage, he goes across the middle on third and long and makes a play for Nick Foles to save the season. I mean, having that complete wide receiver that also was very underrated in the rack category, I'll take that at $4 here, so I'm at $12. And I wanted DeSean Jackson for the down-the-field ability, but I know here with Maclin and also with Nelson Aguilar at $2 apiece that I can still get that danger with those two down the field for $2 less. And why I chose Maclin over Nelson Aguilar? Aguilar, to me, could eventually pan out to be like a Maclin, and maybe if he was in that offense in the mid-2000s, then sure, his numbers might be better. I think definitely with the target-sharing offense that is this Eagles offense currently, that it's harder for Aguilar to post the numbers that Maclin did, but Maclin consistently was in the 700 to 1,000 yards, I mean 750, basically 800 to 1,000 yards. Maclin, from his rookie year on, was consistently in that kind of category for receiving yards, always in the 7-plus touchdown a season range. He had that crazy year in 2014 where he had over 1,300 yards and he cashed in with Kansas City. I mean, for $2 here, I can pair Carson Wentz and Ricky Waters up on the outside here with Maclin and Alshon. I think that was my best value. Maclin can make the plays down the field, but he's also a very overall well-rounded receiver. Aguilar really kind of slot dependent so far in his career where he's done most of his damage. I think he can do a lot on the outside, but not to the level of Macklin in his prime with Philadelphia. And Macklin himself played in the slot at the tail end of his career with Kansas City and Baltimore. So I only have a dollar left here. I went with Wentz, Ricky Waters, Alshon Jeffrey, and Jeremy Macklin. So I only have $1 left. And by default, my tight end options were, Zach Ertz was at $5. I put Dallas Goedert at $4. I know he's only played in 1 year, but he is easily the second best pass catching tight end that I've seen so far in Eagles history. Brent Celek at $3. Celek, underrated receiver, I think because he became so block dependent at the end of his career that a lot of people kind of forget that he, from 2009 up until like 2014 was a really good receiving tight end for the Eagles. And then here at $2, Keith Jackson, and then Trey Burton for $1. Trey Burton is the choice here considering I only have $1 left. Love the value here. I think he was a special teams ace with Chip Kelly the majority of the time, but then as that third tight end with Doug Peterson and now the starter in Chicago. The Philly special I know was the famous play, but he was a athletic tight end, really soft, good hands, a big body guy. I think as that fourth option with Waters, Jeffrey, and Macklin already ahead of him in the offensive weaponry for Carson Wentz, I think Trey Burton is a fine starting tight end here. So that's my roster. Carson Wentz, Ricky Waters, Alshon Jeffrey, Jeremy Macklin, and Trey Burton. Let's find out now what Gino did with his $15 coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Today we're sponsored by Blue Chew. This isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants that extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Listen up, Blue Chew. It's blue like the color blue. It's prescribed online. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, the most dreaded part of all of it, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our Locked On Eagles listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON. Try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Eagles podcast today.
What's going on, everybody? It is your co-host of the Locked On Eagles podcast, Gino Camilleri, joining you on this Wednesday evening. It is 10:10 here on the East Coast, and I am getting after it with a little late-night Eagles talk. And Lou laid out a good question that had me up thinking. I was thinking about this for a while today. I was out and about, and this one really got me thinking. He said, and he laid out, put out a nice chart out there on Twitter, got people talking about it. Choose one quarterback, one running back, two wide receivers, and one tight end, all with $15, and he placed them into tiers. I won't run down all of the players, but I will go through my selections and argue as to why I think my team could be one of the better teams that comes out of the fold in this regard. So I'm going to start it off, I'm going to end with quarterback, because I think this, that's the one conversation where you can get very interesting. I think there's a lot of guys in the running back core, a lot of guys in the wide receiver core, tight end core, that really have similar skill sets, mind you. And in regards to quarterback, I think they all have their own similar skill sets that could win in many different fashions. I mean, you look up and down the board, you have Nick Foles, who can beat you with his arm all day long. He's not going to beat you running outside of the pocket. But then on the other end of the spectrum, you have Randall Cunningham and Mike Vick, who could do the exact opposite, who both had very good arms. We talk about, me and Lou say that Randall Cunningham was ahead of his time, and I frankly think he was, because if you look back to how his play style, it reminisced many of the current quarterbacks, these mobile-type guys, these Pat Mahomes, these Carson Wentz-esque type players, and I really think if he played in this modern type of football that he really could have had a lot of success. But to start this off, I'm going to start it off with running back. I went with the $4 option of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Eagles running back of all time, Brian Westbrook. I think you think Brian Westbrook and you think big-time plays. You think to the punt returns against the Giants. You think to some of the big runs that he's broken off in his career, catching out of the backfield. He was LeSean McCoy to us before there was a LeSean McCoy. Without the elusiveness, of course. He was a different style of running back, but he brought you all of those elements to that offense, which really made that engine go, because frankly, McNabb didn't have the weapons around him outside of the running back core. For many years, besides the year he had Terrell Owens, he was running with guys like Todd Pinkston, James Thrash, and the whole Hank Basket was on that depth chart. So just be weary of what was going on back then and how great the skill level and magnitude that Brian Westbrook laid out those years that he was in Philly, because frankly, he was the guy. He was the workhorse back in every game, every week. You knew you were going to get your best out of him, and teams still could not stop the guy. He was truly unbelievable, and I still have a Westbrook jersey. I'm always going to have a Westbrook jersey because he was one of my favorite players in Eagles history because of all the big-time plays that he's made. And that kick return, that punt return against the Giants was one of my favorite plays. It just continues to pour salt into the wound of all these big plays we rip off against the Giants, and you'll see those plays for history to come. Much like the next man on our list in regards to wide receiver, I'm going to start it out with my cheaper option at wideout, which $4 in this game isn't a cheap option, but for a playmaker, a player of the caliber of DeSean Jackson, I think it was absolutely worth the buy there. I think now the current Eagles team is going to fall in love all over again with DeSean Jackson. I mean, the Eagles' official Twitter account put out a video today of DeSean Jackson absolutely torching Rasul Douglas and Carson Wentz laying an absolute gem to the outside shoulder away from the cornerback in stride to DeSean. And it reminisces that play on Monday night against the Washington Redskins catching a pass for Mike Vick, setting things off and showing the explosiveness of a Chip Kelly offense. And we have this now Doug Peterson offense that fits a more skilled quarterback in Carson Wentz. And you have a rejuvenated DeSean Jackson who has a story to write in Philadelphia, still has his legs underneath him, is still going to be a problem into his 30s. But this is current state. You have to think back to what DeSean Jackson was in those high-potent offenses of the late 2000s, when they had DeSean Jackson in his rookie year. That catch against the Cardinals in the playoffs was one of my all-time, if not my all-time, favorite play in Eagles history. It brought tears to my eyes, and I'm not afraid to say that it was a comeback. He was explosiveness. He brought life to Philly. He was that trash-talking, like, he had everything to him that the Eagles fans loved and supported. He hated Dallas. You saw him taunting them in the end zone multiple times, breaking off big receptions against them on a bummed ankle. He's going to come back now and be better off than he was years prior, because now you have an offense that has more weapons than just a Jeremy Maclin and a LeSean McCoy. You now have a gamut of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Agholor, the Twin Towers at tight end, the magnitude of running backs you have back there. DeSean is only going to make this offense more explosive. And for a player of his caliber, a player who has set records, who is mentioned in the likes of Jerry Rice, he is absolutely worth a $4 buy in my decision in this game. And one player who showed up in the biggest games and did so for only one season, sadly enough, Terrell Owens. I'm going all in. He's my big dollar buy on this one. Was an absolute playmaker that season. I'm going to go back someday soon and rewatch that Super Bowl. The last time I watched it was about 6 years ago, but to think of what he did in that game against one of the best Patriots defenses ever is absolutely remarkable, and there's a reason he's in the Hall of Fame, is because he is one of the best wide receivers ever. And for them to have brought him in that season, to put them over the edge, to know what it takes, and to commit to bringing in a guy that they knew had off-field concerns, really put them where they needed to be. And the old saying that scared money doesn't make any money is truer than ever, because a lot of teams would shy away from a guy like T.O. with off-field concerns. The Eagles did it with Sean Jackson. Chip Kelly released him a couple years ago, but in the NFL, it's a business, and if you have good football players on the field, you are going to win big-time games. And a player who didn't win as many big-time games but is a Super Bowl champion at tight end, a $1 bargain bin buy for me. So this is now bringing my total up here to $9, $13, to $14. I am going with Trey Burton. The reason I'm going with him is because I think in an offense, when you have DeSean Jackson and you have Terrell Owens, Trey Burton can be potentially your third playmaker. And then you have Brian Westbrook, so that opens up the field even more for him. And that 2017 season when they went to the Super Bowl with him was everything I wanted out of a third tight end in Trey Burton. You still had Brent Celek playing his blocking tight end roles. You still had Zach Ertz, who is an absolutely unbelievable player. He's going trending towards the Hall of Fame, had an all-pro season this year, all-pro season in 2017. Even the couple games that Zach Ertz was injured, Trey Burton stepped into the tight end one role and absolutely lit it up. You could think about that Los Angeles Rams game when Carson Wentz threw two of the better balls I've ever seen and Trey Burton made two of the better catches I've ever seen in the end zone against a dynamic Rams secondary. And he is a guy that if you put him into an offense where he can be the third or fourth playmaker, he can absolutely get it done. But when he's in an offense and has to be the playmaker, he can do it as well. Look at the things he did for Chicago. He might have not put up the huge numbers that he had in Philadelphia, even though they weren't gigantic numbers. He had better yards per reception, and so be it. But he was able to get first downs. He was able to be Mitch Trubisky's best friend, and I think that sign bringing him in there, letting him get behind Matt Nagy, was absolutely a great call on their behalf. But if you can put him into my offense right now, coupled with the quarterback coming up that I am choosing, I absolutely think he could be a tight end. He could be your fourth option, and he could be a guy that is going to get you 6 to 8 touchdowns every year. So to cap it off with my final dollar, I kind of pigeonholed myself here, but not in a bad way. I truly believe that this was the right pick for me. The way I was building this offense to get down the field, to have dynamic plays. And no, I'm not talking about Carson Wentz like many of you may think. I'm talking about Michael Vick. We think about the couple years that Vick was here. It was his redemption tour. He wanted to prove to himself and to the rest of the NFL that he still had it. And my God, did the man do it. He took a team to the playoffs. An Eagles team that had no right being in the playoffs. An Eagles team that had Nick Foles pegged as the future quarterback. A team that prior to that had Kevin Cobb pegged as a future quarterback. A team that was in complete turmoil. A team that had offensive playmakers, that had a defense that was kind of middling at the time. They brought in a guy that still had it. He still could ball, and he still was one of the most electric weapons to ever step foot into the NFL, and that was Mike Vick. They signed him at a time when he was coming out of prison. Nobody knew what he had left, but my God, did he prove it to that Philadelphia Eagles team. He proved it to me and myself and everybody else around the NFL that he could still ball. And he did exactly that. I will never forget that Monday night game against the Redskins for as long as I live. That performance he put on was an absolute masterclass at quarterback. All those years later from losing to Philadelphia in the NFC Championship in 2004, a player who came from absolutely nothing, rose to stardom, once again fell, and then rose again to bring a team to the playoffs. Although they went out in a crappy fashion, threw another ball, a duck up to Riley Cooper on the same exact route he ran on the play prior. Stuff happens. Green Bay went on to have a successful postseason. I think we all know how that ended. We don't have to bring it up again. But Mike Vick put them in a position to get into the playoffs in a year that they had no right being there, a year that they were in a rebuilding year outside of the offensive weapons that they had, a year that they had no right competing. He was able to make them compete and brought that offense to the next level. So you give me an offense quarterback by Michael Vick with a running back with the prowess of Brian Westbrook, an all-time receiver getting down the field in DeSean Jackson, a Hall of Fame receiver in Terrell Owens, and Trey Burton, one of the better playmakers in the NFL, one of the better tight ends in the current NFL as we speak. And that's a high-profile, high-scoring offense. Thank you guys for listening to my team. I love seeing you guys' interactions with us. I don't think Lou's team is going to be as good as my team, but that's up to you guys to decide. You could put it out there. You could vote. Give us feedback. As always, thank you guys for listening, as always. And I'll leave you with this. Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right, thanks, Gino. That was definitely a really interesting team, and it's one that was pretty popular on Eagles Twitter today. Michael Vick, Brian Westbrook, DeSean Jackson, Terrell Owens, and Trey Burton. So me and Gino are going to nominate the three rosters, and of course we're going to think that our two teams are the strongest. So a couple of people did put mine up there, and a bunch of people had Gino's team. A bunch of people agreed, but we're going to do it where we only select three different ultimate squads here that we're going to put up on the poll for you then to decide. I'm going to post that on my account at DiBiaseLOE, so make sure you go vote for that. So basically, it's first come, first serve. You got off that roster first. If you were the first one to say Vic, Westbrook, Deshaun, T.O., and Burton, you're going to get it. And that was Brendan on Twitter, at EaglesFan0226. He's going to represent that team on the Twitter poll. My team, Jeff, also chose that one. He is at PhillyFreck215. Carson Wentz, Ricky Waters, Jeremy Maclin, Alshon Jeffrey, and Trey Burton. Pretty much everybody chose Trey Burton. I did not see. I saw maybe one Keith Jackson in there, one Brent Celek, but nobody went with Dallas Goedert or Zach Ertz, spending $4 to $5 on a tight end. I mean, I think that's pretty understandable. I mean, at the same time, I wouldn't have hated on you for going maybe with two cheaper receivers like a Maclin and Aguilar and then going with Dallas Goedert. I really did consider doing something like that. But yeah, Trey Burton was the real popular choice here for that $1 bargain. Our third team by Brandon at B_Allen91. He had Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy, spending $5 on LeSean McCoy, Deshaun Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, and Trey Burton. So some really strong rosters here overall. There were some other cool, unique ones too. I was pretty surprised Randall Cunningham wasn't as popular of a pick, I would say. I am not surprised at all that Donovan McNabb wasn't popular, considering he's not very popular in Philadelphia right now with his recent comments about Carson Wentz and the use of Wentz's name to gain himself a media tour. You can kind of tell that I'm pretty bitter about it as well. $3 for McNabb. Once again, I know probably when it comes to the full sample size, he had the longest streak of success of any Eagles quarterback. He has his number retired. But, you know, based on the talent of Wentz and Cunningham, the ceilings of those guys, also what they were able to do, I mean, both of them, Cunningham won an MVP trophy, and Carson Wentz should have if he didn't get injured. So they both have done great things in Philadelphia. Cunningham did, Wentz already has. McNabb at $3 there. Most people were like, all right, if I'm going to spend more than a couple dollars, if I'm not going to go cheap with a Vic or Foles, I'm going to buy Carson Wentz or Randall Cunningham. So that, with McNabb falling out of favor, not really surprised that Donovan McNabb wasn't a selection. But some other unique teams here. Again, once on the poll, we have Jeff, who's got Wentz, Ricky Waters, Maclin, Alshon, and Burton. We got Brandon, who's got Vic, McCoy, Deshaun, Alshon Jeffrey, and Trey Burton. And then Brendan, Michael Vick, Westbrook, Deshaun Jackson, Terrell Owens, and Trey Burton. But there were some different teams. I saw one roster with Nick Foles, Brian Westbrook, Deshaun Jackson, Nelson Aguilar, and Brent Celek. There was one that had Wentz, Westbrook, Jordan Matthews for a dollar, Deshaun Jackson, and Trey Burton. I saw Randall Cunningham with Westbrook, Mike Quick, Tommy McDonald, and Pete Retzlaff as a write-in. So I didn't put him in there. Someone was really into their old-time Eagles. I'm not a big old-timers guy. I don't know how those players would have panned out now. I just think athletes are just at another level right now. I mean, even me, I respect a lot. Like, I mean, Randall Cunningham, I think he was someone that was stuck in the wrong era. I think Ricky Waters, another guy that right now with what NFL teams are asking out of their running backs, I think he could adjust really easily. But when you go back to, I mean, that's the 90s. When you're going back to the 50s and like the 40s, 50s, and 60s, man, it's tough for me. I just, Tommy McDonald, out of respect, I put him there at $3. But Pete Retzlaff, even, I couldn't bring myself to put in another guy from that era on the list. I mean, even like a Steve Van Buren, I know he's up there. His number is in the rafters. But, I mean, that's the 40s. I don't want to come off as sounding ignorant because of my age. I just think that the level of sports now compared to back then, the level of competition, and just not knowing how that person would translate, I think it would be ridiculous to choose a Tommy McDonald over a Nelson Aguilar. I don't know. I know Tommy McDonald's an NFL Hall of Famer, but I couldn't bring myself to do it, at least. And But I do like that they put McDonald and Retzlaff in here. I do respect that. I definitely appreciate the history of the organization and the franchise. But, man, it's just, once again, I don't know. I mean, Harold Carmichael, I think another guy that was stuck in the wrong era for sure. I think Carmichael could be that Alshon Jeffrey right now better. I think he more so like a Calvin Johnson type. I think coming out, he would be like a DK Metcalf where you're like, oh my gosh, this dude's 6'6", 6'7". He can run a 4'3", 4'4". But, you know, putting a bunch of those guys in there, I think it would have been hard for a lot of fans out there to choose one of those players. And by the way, just shout out to former Eagles offensive guard Julian Vandervelde, really good friend of mine on the show. Talked to him a bunch throughout my career. He wrote in Jason Peters at every position. I think that's the winner. Julian Vandervelde, you get the sticker. Not actually, but shout out to Julian Vandervelde. Always a funny guy. Hate what Chip Kelly did to him. Re-signing him, cutting him, re-signing him, cutting him. I think he broke, didn't he break the record, the NFL record for most times being cut and re-signed by one organization? I got to look that up, but I think our boy Vandervelde might be in the record book. So shout out to you, Vandervelde, if you're listening to the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, so that's going to do it for today's edition. We nominated our three teams. Congratulations to Jeff, to Brandon, and to Brendan for making it this far. You guys will be up on the poll, your squads, on Twitter. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, @DiBiaseLOE, and you vote. One of those three guys are going to win the DeSean Jackson 2.0 laptop/car sticker. We're going to send that over, and we'll have you DM us your address, and we'll ship that over. It's our first giveaway as part of the new unveiling of the Lockdown Eagles Tee Public Store. That's going to do it for today's edition of the show. Please subscribe if you're not already. If you can leave us a 5-star rate, a review will really help the show grow. You can get the podcast 4 to 5 days a week on any podcast app or on the website LockedOnEagles.com, as well as Twitter @LockedOnBirds, @DiBiaseLOE, and @Gino_LOE. All right, that's enough shameless plugging for the day. I'm out. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And let's go, Birds, baby.